Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. So your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions will be very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? So the answer would be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, perfect. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Somewhat. Is that also the same line? Somewhat approved?
Yes. Same answer. Yes. Somewhat approved.
Yeah. Okay. So I somewhat approve of what he's doing.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
I disapprove greatly about him.
Strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. Yes.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
What's the middle one?
Somewhat approved or somewhat disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, perfect. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
There's no in between there?
No. A right one, a wrong one, or if you don't have an answer.
At this moment, I'd say the right one, but there could be improvements.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'd still vote for Biden.
Biden, perfect.
Nikki Harris might be a good one.
Okay. So whom would you vote for if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
I'd still go with Biden.
Biden, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border? Again, that would be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
I somewhat disapprove of what he's doing.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. He's trying.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Again, the same answers.
I somewhat approve of that, of what he's doing.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I somewhat approve.
Okay. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Again, the same answers.
I'd like to know the statistics on that, because I've not read all of the those things that things are being cut.
Or if you don't have an answer, you can say no answer as well.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one, because I don't think that's an accurate statement.
Okay, no problem.
Go ahead.
Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Would it be maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains, both or neither?
You said both?
Yes, or neither.
Per, I think both need to be maintained. Okay. Both.
Okay. So currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Again, that would be strongly agree, somewhat disagree.
I strongly agree, and it shouldn't have to deal with age. I think any age should be prosecuted.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Strongly agree. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I have to say about the right amount, but I would always like it to be less.
Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Again, it will be the same answers, strongly, somewhat.
I can't answer that question because I'm not too sure. Are you saying that they are supporting the woman through the pregnancy so they encourage the delivery of the baby? It's a pro-life situation?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I already have the question, I'm not sure. You can have no answer if you like.
No answer to that one, because I don't want to skew that one.
No problem. So under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable? Strongly, somewhat, or no answer?
Strongly feel that they should be arrested.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
No, I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, never, or no answer?
Occasionally, a couple times a month.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
It's the second one, a problem.
A problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Again, strongly, somewhat.
I disapprove strongly. I don't think they should be able to do that.
Okay. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery game system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Strongly, somewhat.
Somewhat
support or oppose?
Somewhat support. I can't oppose it, but I can't support it wholly.
Okay. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication that they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Okay. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases, should be legal in most cases, should be illegal in most cases, or should be illegal in all cases?
Should be legal in all cases.
All cases. Okay. Nearly done. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect the person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? That would be strongly or somewhat again.
I'm somewhat against that. They should make more than what they're making, but the tips fill in for some of that.
Okay. So the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
To 64.
64. And which party are you registered, with which party are you registered to vote?
Right now I'm registered as a Democrat. I usually go as an independent, but I've had to declare for the last couple of elections.
Okay. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate? If the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I'm still on the fence about that. I'm leaning to Ashbrook.
Okay. So I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidate B or A?
Oh, crap. Undecided on this one. I'm totally undecided. I'm still on the fence on these two. They both offer a lot, but are totally different.
Yeah, okay, I understand. What is your race? Is it white, African American, or other?
White.
Oh, no answer.
White. I'll answer white.
Okay. What is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, a Catholic?
None.
Another faith or non-religious?
Non-religious.
Non-religious. Male or female?
Female.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you for the chance to express a few opinions. Have a good evening.
No worries. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.